It is finished. These were the last words that Jesus spoke. I'm a bit confused, you know. I mean, as a Pharisee, this guy caused us quite a bit of grief. But as I got to know him, as I heard more about him, I came to know that he was not just another fake Messiah. I mean, we've seen these fake messiahs come and go. They appear, then they disappear, like a puff of wind. They're here one day, they're gone the next. They come proclaiming themselves as the Messiah. They come proclaiming themselves as the new King of the Jews. They raise up their followers. They raise an army. They arm themselves, and they think they can take over the Romans. Stupid. Nobody takes over the Romans. They get crushed every single time. But still they try. But this guy, this Jesus, he was different. I mean, the things that he did, the signs, some even called them miracles, healing the sick, raising the dead, forgiving sins. What? Who does that? Only God can do that, right? He certainly had confidence. He had something about him. And let's face it, I mean, you hang on the cross, even the sun went dark. I've never seen that before. He certainly caught my attention. You know, I went to see him one night, one dark night, so my fellow Pharisees didn't know about it. I said, Jesus, clearly you are a teacher of God, for no one can do these signs that you're doing unless God is with them. He said, Nicodemus, I tell you the truth. No one can see the kingdom of God unless they're born again. Born again? What is that? I said, how can someone enter into their mother's womb a second time to be born again? He said, I tell you the truth. Unless someone is born of water and the Spirit, they cannot enter the kingdom of God. I had to think about that. But you know, he certainly was committed to the cause. I mean, his cousin, that John the Baptist, he was going around baptizing people in the Jordan into this new movement, this new faith. And you know, those people, they were different. They would gather together, they would share things together, they would worship together, they would reach out to those people in the community that nobody should have anything to do with, you know? The lame, the sick, the poor, the widows, the orphans. Let them look after themselves. But no, these people, these followers, they would reach out to these people and love them. I mean, I'm a Pharisee, I'm an expert in the law, right? I know the Torah back to front. The law of God is all about obedience, compliance, repentance. I could talk about that all day. But the love of God? Not so much. Jesus went on to say, Nicodemus, God so loved the people of this world that he gave his only son to die for them, so that whoever believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life. Wow. Okay. He said, God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that it might be saved through him. Well, I can tell you, that did my head in. I had to try to work out what he was talking about. I had to walk the long way home that night, I can tell you. I didn't sleep well at all. The love of God. Sometime after that, my fellow Pharisees, and yes, I guess I was part of them, sent the temple guards to arrest Jesus. You know, he was creating such a following, they didn't know what to do with him, so they thought we'd better get rid of him. But the temple guards came back empty-handed. They said, this man is not like the others. He speaks with such authority, such power, such conviction, We were too scared to arrest him. My fellow Pharisee said, "Well, so you've been deceived as well, have you?" And I just felt compelled. I had to speak up. I said, "Does our law really allow us to convict a man without a fair trial, without having him tell us his story?" But they said, "Nikki, check the scriptures. Nowhere in the scriptures does it say a prophet will come from Galilee." Well, I guess they're right, but I think they're clutching at straws. You know, I think they speak from fear, you know? I think they could actually see some truth in what Jesus was saying, but it wasn't the truth they wanted to hear. You know, they were so comfortable in their kingdom, they liked their kingdom. Us Pharisees, we do pretty well, yeah? They didn't want to give that up. They didn't want this Jesus interfering with their kingdom. So, you know, they didn't really want to know about this kingdom of God that Jesus was talking about. You know, I heard this Jesus called many things, but the one that really sticks in my mind was Prince of Peace. I'd have to say, after I met with him that night and he told me about this love of God, something started happening in my heart. I started wanting to know more about this Jesus. I started wanting to know more about this love of God. And this Jesus, he was the most peaceful man I've ever seen. He had a peace that was beyond my human understanding. You know, he didn't have an easy time. There was all sorts of taunts and trials and persecution. They hunted him down. And yet, he still continued to proclaim this love of God. He still continued to be peaceful. Now, even when they drove those spikes through his hands, he didn't say a word. They mocked him, they spat on him, dressed him in a purple robe, crushed a crown of thorns on his head. He didn't retaliate, he didn't fight back. I don't know how he did that. They hung him up on the cross, and he didn't say a word. I've seen plenty of crucifixions in my time, and I've never seen a man be silent while he's nailed to the cross. They hoisted him up, and the first words he said was, "Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing." What? Who does that? How can a man do that? Why would a man do that? Forgive them? Really? His peace just flowed from him, along with his blood. And then finally he said, "It is finished." But I wonder, I mean, our lives all get tough at times, right? Life's not easy. We all have temptations. We all have distractions. We all have things that take us away from spending time with God. I mean, Jesus regularly recharged himself. He was often praying with his Heavenly Father, receiving encouragement, receiving strength, receiving peace, receiving love. Our lives seem so fleeting, don't they? We're all born weak and helpless. We all live the same short and troubled life. We grow as quickly as flowers, and then we wither and die, disappear like shadows. Where can we go for peace, for hope, for love, but to this God that Jesus tells us about? I worry about our children. I worry about the world that our children are being born into. I mean, where is the hope for our future generations? There's so many distractions, so many things to take up their time that lead them away from spending time in prayer and time meditating on God's word. Technology is changing all the time. I mean, look at this latest technology. Dice. I got this from my kids, yeah? They've all got them these days. They spend hours every day playing games. They should be seeking God. How do we encourage our children to seek Jesus? You know, it was, I've never seen it before, but when the sky went dark today, I wondered if that's the world that our children are going into. There's so much darkness. We must encourage our children to seek Jesus for hope, for peace, for love. Because we know that as human beings, we're so unreliable. But God, He is reliable. Jesus taught us so much about peace. And while all these other false messiahs in the past have fought for peace, you know, they've tried to create peace through violence, Jesus fought for peace, with love, with forgiveness, with empathy, with acceptance, with perseverance. That's a whole new way. I wonder, can we teach our children that? Can we accept that ourselves? Can we do things the way Jesus did things? I wonder. He said it is finished. But you know, I got this funny feeling there's more to this story. Anyhow, the sun's nearly setting. Shabbat is nearly here. I must get this job finished. Maybe you can help me. There's plenty here to share, so the helpers, the ushers, will give you a hand in a minute. Please, come forward. Pay your last respects to this dear Jesus. If you have a temple offering, please feel free to leave that in the tray. If you don't, that's okay. But please, come forward. Share your last respects. As we say farewell, I think, to this Jesus. Shalom.